there's a call out for artists and venues to register for the Sala Festival ahead of this August. It's the world's largest open access visual arts festival with 9,000 creatives participating each year. The CEO, Kate Moskva, joins me now to tell us more. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Really well, thank you. Now, it's a quarter century. Happy 25th birthday to Sala. Tell us about what you guys are planning to do this winter.
Yeah, well, thank you. I wish it was my 25th birthday this year. So, as you said, it's the largest visual arts festival in the world, and it's an open access festival, which means that anyone can participate, anyone who's a visual artist living in South Australia. So what we're looking forward to is having lots of people participate, maybe for the first time, or maybe repeat offenders who might be Sala diehards. And we're inviting artists and venues who are considering being part of the festival to hop onto our website and have a bit of a look at how they can participate. So, yeah, 2025, and the festival's changed a bit in those years.
Oh, how so?
Well, we started as a much smaller festival. There were maybe about 50 exhibitions in total, which is still quite a lot, but, yeah, that was in 1998. And it was mainly in, you know, museums and galleries, you know, traditional art spaces that would host Sala exhibitions. Now, in the last 25 years, it's expanded, and all sorts of non-traditional art spaces have become the venues for exhibitions. So you mentioned 9,000 artists, and that's sort of across about 600-plus exhibitions. So there aren't that many galleries in South Australia, so all sorts of interesting places become galleries during Sala. So it could be your local cafe, it could be your local library, you know, it might be retail spaces in shop windows, public spaces, you know, the side of silos, all sorts of places become Sala venues.
Oh, fantastic. Silos are really becoming a big thing, aren't they?
They are, literally. They are. They're really popular at the moment, but it's great to be able to, you know, drive past a massive public space and actually see artwork there. So it's super engaging for people wherever you are, and that's one of the things we love about Sala, is that it takes art out of the galleries and it, you know, provides opportunities for anywhere to be a space for art and for South Australian artists and craftspeople.
And Kate, how can people, like, let's say I'm an artist and I want to be in the festival, but I don't know where to go or who to partner up with. Are you able to help with that at all?
Yes, we are. We have an artist and venue finder on our website, so salafestival.com. And you can either go there, depending on, you know, whether you're an artist or a venue, you can browse the list of those looking to participate, or you can pop your details, you can pop your details on that list so that people can find you. And it's a bit of a, you would go and independently then approach that artist or venue and have a conversation with them to see if they might be interested in collaborating on a Sala exhibition. If you have questions, of course, you can contact us via phone or email, and we can have a chat with you about how that all works, how you might like to participate. And we often find that people that maybe are looking to participate for the first time might not have, you know, a whole exhibition's worth of art. It might just be one or two pieces that they'd like to show. And on that artist list, you'll find people that might be looking to exhibit as part of a group show. So it's you know, easy enough and not too intimidating to participate if you've only got one or two pieces and you'd like to, you know, be part of a larger group show.
Kate Moskva from Sala is with us. She's the CEO ahead of the August event, in which you can register between now and the 11th of May on the Sala website. I went to a few last year. There were some lovely ones through the Adelaide Hills. You know, just if you happen to be dining somewhere, like I went to the, can't think of the name of it, the Bridgewater Mill. The restaurant there had an absolutely spectacular exhibition. I know there were some great ones through cafes in the region as well. So that's a really nice way to, you know, it's always nice to have something on the wall where you can go, oh, if you've had a lull in the conversation with your blind date or something like that. Were there any other highlights in the past few years in our broadcast region, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Bridgewater Mill have participated for a few years now, and they always have lovely exhibitions there. But, yeah, all sorts of different, you know, retail and dining places. I know in Stirling there's the bookshop there. The Chapter 2 books in Stirling have had an exhibition last year of literary-themed work. So one thing people can do is look for a venue that might match the type of work they like to make, or if they've found a venue and they're still making work in the lead-up to August, they can always theme their work to the venue. You know, in Encounter Bay, there was Flurio Upholstery, and that was actually an exhibition of three or four generations of artists in the same family. And they, you know, across a variety of media, were using sort of upcycled and recycled materials. So, you know, you can always do something really unique and in a unique space that was, you know, a manufacturing space. And, you know, all sorts of places, as I've mentioned, public art. I think Murray Bridge had a tour of public art. So there's sometimes work that's already existing that you can tap into, whether it's in a venue that you're wanting to join and put new work into. You know, there's visitor information centres. Places that have, you know, a lot of walk-through traffic are also good to identify as potential Sala venues. I know the Manham Dock Museum and Visitor Information Centre had a group show, as I mentioned, lots of artists coming together, and that one was responding to, you know, the year or so of COVID that artists have been living under. And so, you know, often there's quite topical themes that are explored through work as well. So that's a nice way of tying an exhibition together.
Sounds fantastic. So lovely to talk to you today, Kate. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks for having me.